What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts,
and Catherine
and Caroline. Let's talk about loneliness.
Let's get right into it.
I think I want to introduce the topic right away. That's really good, yeah. Because...
no intro, no nothing, just loneliness.
This is a topic that I have had written down to talk about for so long, and I think I've been holding back because it's not something that I have all the answers to, or something that I feel like
I've solved. I feel like we always do that. Something that's, like, super important to us that we want to talk, like, a serious topic, like... loneliness vibes, we're always like, oh, let's hold off, like, our friendship episode, we've been like, no, we have to wait,
that's
like,
kind
we
of part have to, of this as well,
you know what I mean, but why not just, yeah, let me just jump into
right?
it.
I think it's gonna be more of, like, an open conversation of, like, our feelings of loneliness, what that has been like, things that have helped us, like, I definitely have some advice in there, but it's more of, like, an open, kind of unfinished business kind of vibe, because it's not something that I've solved, but I also think that it could be helpful to hear the way that we feel about this, because I think when you're feeling lonely, you feel like you're the only one feeling lonely.
But that's not the truth. Or I feel like if you look once, like, social media, you would not be like, oh my god, they're lonely. But, like, I have felt, like, extreme loneliness, genuinely, like, extreme loneliness, and we'll get into that. You guys know, like, our whole story, but extreme loneliness for years and years and years, and that, like, that hits you hard when you feel it for that long.
Yeah, so we've been holding on to this episode topic, and we are actually leaving in, like, an hour and a half to go get on a flight. We are going to LA, because that's also something I want to talk about maybe in our next episode, how I feel like we've just been, like, fake it till we make it, like, just do things and, like, plan later, or just hope that things work out vibes. Like, we planned this trip, like, a month ago, not really having plans.
Well,
we're like,
no,
let's just get
okay,
tickets.
Because the friends that we're going to see, it's that vibe. And, like, we know that that's what
it's
works.
It's like, we tell them we're just going to show up.
We tell them we're coming, and then we come.
And so I was like, oh, an hour and a half until we have to leave. Let's record this really important episode.
Right. Let's record right now.
Highs, lows, and goals of the week.
Oh, hi. It's still, like, kind of cold here, but, it's, like, sunny enough that I got to take the roof off of the car, of the Jeep, and so that's been fun. I have had to wear jackets and, like, hats and numerous layers in the car, but the sun is nice, so that's always a good energy, like, the first time that you get to do that for the summer.
Mine was that I went for a run outside, my first run outside since coming home from Singapore, and it was, like, perfect weather, the perfect, like, spring vibes, it was sunny, and the mood was good. I found a playlist on Spotify that was, like, running playlist when you're emotionally unwell, and what triggered the run was that I was, like, starting to feel a little emotionally unwell, and I was like, no, I need to take my power back, I'm gonna go for a run outside, because that's just a really empowering thing. I feel like I always say that running for me is, like, if I can get myself to go for a run, that, like, means more to me than if I get myself to lift or something. And I think it's because lifting is, like, once you're doing it, like, you can exert as much or as little effort as you want. Like, you take a bunch of breaks. But running is, like, if you go for a run, like, you're going for a run.
I always think about it. The thing that gets me is, like, you get real sweaty.
True.
Because if you're lifting, you don't always get really sweaty. And thinking about, like, hair washing schedules, that's what I think about. And that's what, like, takes me the extra kind of push to get running, is I know I'm going to have to, like, wash my hair.
True.
Sooner if I run right now.
So I've been running on the treadmill a little bit, but this was my first outside run, and it was definitely a high. It was good music, good vibes. Let myself walk when I needed to walk, but I also pushed myself, so it was, like, a good balance of all of that. And I think my low that kind of triggered that was I was starting to feel like I was letting other people kind of control my mood and my thoughts. And I've recognized a lot recently that, and it kind of goes into the loneliness thing too, that, like, my feelings and my mood are pretty easily swayed by, like, something that somebody says to me, or something that somebody does to me, or something like that. And I really want to focus on, like, letting that go and reminding myself that it actually, like, doesn't matter what anyone else says or does, because it's your life. And, like, if you want your life to feel good, then you control your life feeling good. And if you want to do certain things, then you control yourself doing those certain things. And nobody else really has that power over you. So going for a run was like, I'm going to do this for myself and take my power back right now.
That's interesting. I feel like we're different in that way, because if someone, we're talking about the same situation, but someone did something that was like kind of sus. And
whereas, it's not even like they said something, it was more like they didn't say something.
The lack of them doing something. Anyway, negative experience or interaction with another like influencer. And I think Caroline let that, she, in a situation like that, she lets it affect her personally. Like, she takes it very personally. Whereas I am kind of the opposite, and I will think less of them and not of me. Or I'll still get like worked up over it, but I think I go externally, whereas maybe you go internally.
Yeah. Something that I said to myself was like, I'm allowed to think that something that somebody said or did was shitty, but I don't have to let it make me feel shitty. You know what I mean? Like, you can think that something's really bad without letting it personally drag you down as well.
Yeah. It's like taking the charge out of it.
Mm-hmm. True.
And still experiencing and being aware of it.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
My low?
Yeah.
It's been really cold, and I've been so
You
pale.
Just said it's been warm and you've been able to take the
No,
roof
I
off.
Said it's been cold but sunny.
Oh.
It's okay. been cold though, which okay. is my low. So we're going the opposite. Okay. But part of that is I'm pale. And part of being pale is like,
she self-tanned last night, so if you're watching the video and you're on like, Spotify, you don't look pale, like, you don't look pale, it's because we actually self-tanned last night.
And I'm not a big self-tanner, but I have been, because like, I'm normally not into self-tanning because I just, it takes so much work, but I've been needing it. Like, my mental health has been needing that. If you have a good tan, like, you have a nice glow to you, you're feeling a little bit extra, the energy is so much better. But when there's not that and you're pale, you're just like, oh my god, I'm number one. Like, when I get pale,
we actually, I feel like we talk about the paleness to tanness
because it's
thing
so severe. It is so severe, and it's insane. But yeah, the feeling cold and pale and just like not sunny.
That's so interesting, because I feel like the weather has overall been a bit warmer, but like, it's still, it's kind of cold. But New England weather, it's different every day. So I feel like you can have a high of hot and a cold of it's been cold, and a low of it's been cold, like, in the same week.
Well, I did. Just now.
And a goal for the...
Get some good work time in, because, I mean, we'll be away until the next time we talk to you guys. But getting some good work time in, because, I mean, we've gone on a lot of trips recently, and they have all been, like, we do podcast work, and we do work during them, but it's also, like, a fun trip, and trying to be 100% on work mode and 100% on, like, fun experience mode is so difficult, because you either get absolutely exhausted or don't give enough to either side, and then it's just, like, what are we doing here? And a lot of times, both happen. My goal is to work-life balance, but...
Mm-hmm. I think my goal is definitely the work-life balance, but then more specifically later in the week, just, like, not working and just, like, really having a good time with friends and spending time with people and, like, making the most of our trip. We're going to visit some long-time family friends, but then there's
also... You guys have been around, like, you know them for sure.
Maybe. But then also, there is a girl that we go to college with who's in the area who we may meet up with. There's a girl who we... went to middle school with in Hong Kong, who we haven't seen much of recently that we might meet up with. So really just trying to, like, spend time with people and, like, make memories, you know?
I'm excited for that.
Because I feel like I'm, like, a very nostalgic person. I'm like, okay, a lot of my memories are getting really old at this point. Like, I need to make
They're losing their charge.
I need to make new memories for future nostalgia and also to, like, have a good week. Yeah. But, yeah. Goals.
Now that we just talked about the people that we're excited to see, let's talk about how I'm lonely. Loneliness has manifested itself in a lot of different ways throughout my life. I think right now, this is interesting to me right now, this episode, because we have had it in the back of our mind, something that we wanted to talk about. And right now, I would say I still feel lonely, but I don't feel that it's negatively affecting me in this moment. Like, that could change tomorrow. But right now, as I'm speaking, do I feel lonely? Am I aware that I'm lonely? Yeah, absolutely. But is it affecting me negatively? No.
Loneliness has been, like, probably the most consistent feeling in my life for a long time, which I think is really surprising, because you probably wouldn't get that just by looking at social media or listening to the podcast. You wouldn't know that for years and years and years, I have just had this consistent feeling of loneliness. And you know, it ebbs and it flows. Sometimes it's not really present, and sometimes it is like the most demanding thing. Sometimes it really affects me, and sometimes I'm okay being lonely, right? But regardless of how it's made me feel at different times, like, I have felt perpetually lonely for years and years and years. And that surprises me as well, because I don't think as, like, a kid or something, I ever thought that I would feel that way.
Yeah.
Because we were always both outgoing, and we were always really social, and we were always confident kids. Like, I never thought that I would ever
feel lonely or left out. I think that's kind of why, like, being... We've talked about it. I know I'm independent. I don't have any issue being completely on my own. And I often end up doing things completely on my own because I enjoy it and I know I'm good in that sense. But sometimes, I mean, I feel like you guys will understand, because if you're listening to this podcast, you are likely independent or have some sense of independence. Sometimes being independent can leave you a little bit on the outside, or not completely involved, if you're just kind of always doing your own thing. Even if you have people in your life, it's like maybe you can't connect on every single level, and you're left with, like I said, those, you know, friends that have that serve their purpose, and that the one-off relationships or kind of smaller groups maybe are really beneficial for what they're supposed to be. But then overall, you're kind of just like, you are yourself, and if you think about that too much, it's like, shit.
Supplements, when included in your exercise and nutrition, are absolute game changers. When they're included in those baseline healthy habits that you have, they make such a huge difference in your lifestyle. We want to tell you about our favorite supplements from Beam and share our code GOALS for you to get 10% off. Starting with protein, because I think that literally everyone should have a good protein powder, no matter who you are, no matter what your goals are. When you have a protein powder, you can make smoothies or oats or pancakes or baked goods. All of these meals that don't naturally have protein, you can add protein to them to make them more well-rounded, substantial meals and support your health goals. You can also use protein powder as a shake post-workout for the best recovery and results. You guys know what protein promotes fat loss, and it helps with lean muscle growth, and Beam does such a good job with their protein powders. This blueberry muffin has been my favorite. I've made blueberry pancakes with them that have been divine, and I also just made some brownies with the chocolate brownie batter, and it's just so good. The peanut butter smoothie is also really good as a shake itself. And again, you can use code GOALS for 10% off at youcanbeam.com. Beam's super greens are also in our daily lineups. No matter how healthy we eat, it's just not possible to get everything in every day, so we're always going to have some nutrient gaps, and the super greens, they help fill all of those gaps.
17 fruits and 8 veggies. Just saying.
They'll support your immune system, increase energy, and are amazing for your digestive system.
And also, the flavor of these greens are next level. Like, they are known for this flavor, the pink lemonade. It is so good. It's refreshing and not overly sweet. Like, I love drinking this every single day. And it just makes you feel so good.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a supplement to make you feel overall your absolute best, these greens are it. And then the last one in my rotation is pre-workout, everyone's favorite, because it's like liquid motivation.
Natural energy and focus, a good muscle pump, literally everything that you're looking for. And once again, these flavors taste great. My favorite right now has been the watermelon candy.
So when it comes to supplements, it's quality over quantity. So pick a couple that fit what you're looking for. This is our stack. These are our daily staples that we know you will love too. And you can use code GOALS for 10% off at Beam. That's youcanbeam.com, which is youcanbeam.com, and use code GOALS for 10% off.
It's also, everything is linked in the show notes below. So if you want to just click on that website, you can go check it out. Or if you have any questions, we are more than happy to answer them.
Cheers with protein, greens, and pre-workout.
I'm trying to think of when that feeling first started, because I think by default I would always say high school, but
no, it was definitely earlier.
I also think back to middle school, and it's like I always had good friends at different times, but I did always feel like a bit of an outsider of a group. I don't think I've ever really felt like I was central to a group, and any time that I have felt central to a group, like times in high school that I remember, they would always like explode real fast.
Yeah.
So yeah. I've never felt like I have consistently been part of like one thing, or I have consistently always had the same support system or same friends. Yeah. And so that kind of leaves you feeling a little bit like, what's wrong? Is it me? And so when we came back to the US for high school, we went to middle school in Hong Kong. We moved back to New Hampshire for high school. And that was just a hard transition, like a big culture shock for us in general. But we also felt like outsiders in a way that, like, we had just had very different experiences and our lives had been very different than other people.
We were also made to feel like outsiders. So even though we kind of had that perspective and we were creating that narrative for ourselves, it was also being created for us. So it was just a huge kind of, even though I'm like, I go to this school, I know these people, like, these are my friends, I'll hang out with them on the weekends, but you still feel like you're in a little bit of a bubble. And I know a lot of people may feel like that, regardless of the situation. Mm-hmm. Maybe you like, don't play the sport that your friends play, or, you know, you have different interests, or you don't connect with your friends. You can find yourself in that situation where you feel like, physically, maybe you may be somewhere, but you're not totally in.
Yeah.
There and that doesn't have to be, like, a huge, massive group. It can be with a group of, like, three friends or one friend, even. But that feeling, and again, it comes and it goes, and you, like, realize it at different points, but I feel like everyone can kind of relate to that at some point in their life.
I think that often in high school we were around a lot of people, and so maybe it was deceiving, and, like, I feel like anyone from our high school hearing that, like, we felt lonely and we felt like outsiders, would that might, like, come as a surprise as well.
But there are also a lot of people that would say the same thing, and I would be like, oh, interesting, I didn't, I wouldn't have guessed.
And that's something that I want to get into later, about, like, when you feel like you're the only one. But a lot of the time we had friends, but we didn't feel like we were really valued by them, or we felt like we were always on the outside, or it was like, am I in this friend group or am I not? You know, having that feeling where it's like, you don't know where you actually stand with someone, and you feel like some days they love you, some days they hate you, or that you are just, like, the second choice, or you're disposable, right? Like, we were in groups often where it felt like we were, like, the last choice. Like, if there were space for a couple more, it'd be us, but we weren't ever part of that, like, core group. And anytime that we were part of a core group as well, it, like, some, for some reason, burned really fast. I think
that was, like, the culture of our school. Groups shuffled and groups blew up. So I think if you ask anyone, they would be like, oh, yeah, I totally experienced that as well. You may have gone to a school where it wasn't like that. Mm-hmm. Everyone was in a stable friendship, or groups were pretty stable, and you could still feel this way. I think it comes in different ways, but literally everyone has experienced this. And obviously some people to deeper degrees and some people longer. But I think for us, number one, I will say, I am totally aware that having each other, we're twins, and we're twins that are also friends and, like, get along, and we're always in the same friend groups. Okay, please. We're always in the same friend groups and do the same things. Like, we're kind of in the same circles and on similar tracks. So twins that get along like that, we've been in each other's lives since, like, pre-birth. There's no relationship that could ever, like, come close to that, no matter how hard you try, right? Like, you genuinely can't. Like, she knows every single person I've ever had an encounter with, right? No one that I meet will also know that. So I understand that that probably may kind of affect this, and definitely, like, plays a part into this, because it, for me, I know it takes a lot for me to, like, feel a relationship, friendship, whatever it is, to feel like I'm at a really strong point.
Yeah.
So people who are like, oh my god, my friend, or, like, my best friend, like, if someone's at the point of calling someone a best friend, I may, with the same type of relationship, be at the point of, like, we're friends, or, like, I know that, you know what I mean? Like, I value things differently, and that's skewed, and I know that it's because I'm a twin, or if you have siblings that you're close with, or if you've grown up with a best friend or a family friend, like, similar energies there, and that definitely plays into it, but...
Yeah, because we've talked a lot in these past couple years. We were like, why is it that we have always felt like no matter how many people are around us, we still feel always like outsiders? We still feel always a bit lonely. And so one of those things that we have realized is, like, maybe because we have the relationship that we have with each other, we know what relationships and friendships are to us, and, like, how much we value that. And we know what, like, having the closest, best possible friendship feels like. So it's almost like having this relationship with each other feels like we just like kind of won't take bullshit with anything else. Or like
number one, because it's always a given, right? It's like always a given. We're never not gonna be friends unless something like horrendous happens. So that kind of makes it easier. Like, I don't need anyone. Also being independent, like I said, like I know that I genuinely do not need anyone because I am that level of independence. So again, I maybe don't like put my best effort into maintaining and like building in the early stages of relationships. I think that's what's difficult for me, is like getting from the like we just met to the like we've been friends forever for years, you know what I mean? That the middle part is a little bit murky for me. Mm-hmm. But then another thing I do want to say is feeling lonely being in college. My school, you don't have to be in a sorority. My circles, most people are in sororities. Like, most of my friends are in a sorority or in a frat. I'm not. I don't want to be. I'm completely happy not being in one. But it does, like, everyone knows each other and everyone, like, knows everything that went on at the event last night. And so, like, even though I'm in that group, I'm not, like, in on the details, and I'm completely happy with that. But sometimes you realize, you're like, maybe, like, how do they see me? Did they see me as part of the group, or do they see me as like an extra that sometimes comes in, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But
always the extra. That's like the consistent
but I'm
thing
happy
is like
being that way,
always being the extra. But sometimes there are valued friendships within that,
right?
Like, there's a fine line between being like the one-off friend but like having really good friendships, and then feeling like the one on the outside who doesn't know where they stand with anyone. That's
right.
A big difference.
Because for me, I think, like, I need time to myself and to do my own thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because I value that, and I, as much as I value being social and being around people, like, I love that, I also value doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. And so that's where, can you have both to the fullest extent? Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You have to balance them, and sometimes that's where the loneliness comes in.
So that's another question. Like, is it because we have each other and we know what a really strong relationship is? Is it because we value relationships so highly? Or is it because we don't put ourselves in the center of the things where, like, all the people are, but also we don't want to? Like, neither of us want to be in a sorority. That's just kind of not where we want to be. And I don't know if it would be different. If I was in a sorority, would I still feel like even within that group I was an outsider? I feel like I probably would. I feel like I probably would.
Because honestly, if I were in that big group, I would know the people, I would go to the events and I would do the things, but I would also be doing this. And I would, you know what I mean? Like, I have my own thing going kind of on the side or in a different space than, and I think that's kind of always been the case. If you're listening to this podcast, again, you are probably similar. You like to have a lot of things going on and like be working on a lot of things. And some of those things don't overlap. And I think that's where you're like, oh, now I'm kind of like, am I half in one, half in the other? Where do I stand? And that's where you kind of reassess.
And then another thing is like, is it because you value yourself higher? Like, there's a quote and it's on my wall, I think. And it's like, the higher your vibe is, the smaller your tribe is. And that's true to some extent, because the more that you value yourself and the more that you pour energy and focus into yourself, then, you know, the less you're going to want to put up with bullshit from people, the more you're going to value the friendships and relationships in your life. And so naturally, like, that might be a smaller group of people, but it should be a closer, more valued, stronger group of people.
Right.
And then finding those actual, that becomes the problem. Maybe you've raised your vibe and then you're still struggling to like find that smaller tribe, because it's like, once you get yourself there, how do you then find the right people to be in that inner circle? And I think that we did have somewhat of an inner circle, like when we were in high school and when we were struggling with other people in high school. We were lucky to have some long-distance friendships from when we were in Hong Kong, and I think that those were really close, and those were, like, strong at the time, and kind of picked us up when we felt like outsiders in that situation, because we were like, okay, even if, you know, in our groups in high school we feel like outsiders, we still have this smaller, closer group, even if they aren't with us. And then when we grew up a bit and that kind of fell apart, I think that that is what left me being like, whoa, I am so lonely right now. Like, I don't and it's have the, like, those higher
it's the, like, quality lonely things anymore within, either. Within a group. And I think, like Karen said, we were in school in the U.S. We had friends. Like, I was involved in the community in the U.S. But I also had my friends in other places. And I went to visit them. And I talked to I was, like, on the phone with them. You know what I mean? So, whereas other people maybe had all of their eggs in one basket. Same thing, like we were saying, with sororities. If I was in a sorority, I would also need to be, because I know myself, I know I would need to have other things like the podcast and communities connected to, like, the work side of things, as well as the, you know, social group. And because I know, like, I need to have a bunch of different things because I have a bunch of different interests and that's how I kind of meet those, then you take a step back and you're like, oh, I'm not really, like, completely involved 100% in anything. And maybe it's because maybe the loneliness is coming from, like, you're not fully committing. Like, you don't have all your eggs in one basket. And maybe the people who do have all their eggs in one basket and are really involved and really committed to a group or an interest, then you feel completely fulfilled by the other people that are also fully committing.
I think I always thought, like, when I was struggling with loneliness during high school, I was like, it's okay because I have these long-distance friendships, and because I'm gonna start college, and, like, that's when I'll build stronger friendships as well. And then I got to college, and actually I feel like it went a little bit more downhill from that, because I even lost some of those, like, long-distance friendships. We had not, like, a friendship breakup, but, like, a really close friend, the friendship just was over, and it ended. And so it almost was like, wait, I thought this was the time that, like, things were gonna get better, and so I was kind of, like, not too upset about it. I was trying to, like, keep my head up and wait for things to get better, and then things kind of got worse, and then I was like, well, what the fuck? And then now it's kind of gone on for a little bit longer. Like, I'm so grateful to have met our roommate Anna last year. Like, having that friendship, we became so close and we had such a good friendship, and, like, that literally made my life so much better, so much happier, so much more fun. But I still struggled, like, outside of that to make stronger friendships with other people. And I wonder if another part of that is because I had been made to feel disposable before, and because I had been hurt before, and because some of the strongest friendships that I thought would last forever still broke down. And so we talk about that a lot, where we're like, if that happens, then how are you supposed to feel like any friendship is even worth building again? You know what I mean? Like, I think that that's in kind of my subconscious as well, where it's like, sometimes maybe I struggle to even try and put myself out there because I'm scared of being hurt by a friend again. Okay, so that's kind of our vibe and story-ish and experience with loneliness, and how, while it's been different at different times, there has always been an underlying feeling of loneliness in my life. And I've realized a lot more recently how everything else can be so great in my life, but if I don't feel like I have strong friendships and good people to share that with and experience life with, and I feel lonely, then it drags everything down. So I feel like I'm in a phase of life right now where I'm, like, really prioritizing, like, keeping good relationships, building new relationships, building back up some that maybe, like, went down. I don't know. But my life just, like, feels dragged down when there's a feeling of loneliness in it. And so,
alternatively, it feels completely amplified when you are around
good exactly. people. It goes both ways. Maybe if it doesn't even feel, like, dragged down without loneliness, like, life is better when you have good people to share it with. So what if you're feeling lonely too?
Because I promise you that if you are, or you have ever felt lonely, which is literally everyone, so has every single other person that you have come in contact with, or the people that you see, you know, at school or on social media, and you're like, I bet they aren't lonely. Surely they are.
Surely they are. Surely they are. I bet they are. Or I bet they have felt that way at some point.
I think my one solution for this would be, like I said, committing to something, or, like, really putting yourself in something, involving yourself in something, a community, whatever it is. If you're wholeheartedly involved in it, then that energy is going to come back to you, right? The people around you are going to see that. Like, if you are involved in a community that is something you're interested in, there's going to be like-minded people, other people who are also committed to that, then you're bonding over that, and you have that kind of consistency of whatever interest it is. Maybe it's someone you met at the gym. Maybe it's someone you met at, like, a book club. Maybe it's someone you met...
A book club? When have you ever gone to a book club?
I don't know. I'm just trying to, like, trying to keep... cover my bases.
Or, like, a lunch spot on campus that you, like, always go to.
Right.
I feel like I would run into someone at Sprout and be friends with them, you know?
Right. If you, like, have that, then you always have that. You know, you can always be like, oh, let's go to Sprout, or let's go. And then the friendship will build. And also commit to the friendship.
Somebody messaged me recently and was like, I'm moving to a new place. How do I make friends? And I was like, I'm not the perfect friendship expert to be asking about this. But I think that is pretty standard advice that you hear from a lot of people. Like, go where you want to go and then put yourself out there when you're there. Like, go places right. that you would want to be. But I also think that it's like, okay, then when you're in that place, it can still be intimidating if you see someone and you, like, want to be friends with them. Because it's like, how do you even make friends these days? And I think that a really good icebreaker, especially if you are new somewhere, be like, hey, I'm new here. Like, if you, like, join a gym for the first time, be like, oh,
hey,
like,
hey,
like, I just joined. Like, how do you like it?
Blah, blah. No, literally,
but
just tell someone
an icebreaker to be like, hey, Caroline, I'm Caroline. I just moved here. Or, oh, I just joined this gym. Oh, I've never been here before. Like, what's your favorite food on the menu? Like, ask someone a question as if you're like, oh, like, I'm new. I don't know anything about this.
Right.
Like, teach me something. Tell me your favorite thing. Tell me, you know, like, I feel like that's just a really good icebreaker because it's like, you're not being like, hey, I think you look pretty and cool. I want to be your friend. You're like, hey, I need advice. I've never been to this coffee shop before.
Okay, a point on that is if you're like, oh, I love your shirt. Sometimes that could go into like, oh my God, thank you. I got it at like this store. And then you could be like, I love that store. Blah, 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 blah. Now you're talking, conversations going off the charts. A lot of the times, though, you're like, oh my God, I love your shirt. And someone's like, thank you. And then that's kind of where it ends. So introduce yourself, because even if you don't have anything to say after that, someone's going to introduce, like, hi, I'm Anne Catherine. Hey, I'm whatever. And then you can ask a question, they ask a question, but ask a question that prompts them to answer. And then obviously if you're like, it's a tailored question to somewhere that you have a shared interest in, then like you have jumping points to go off of, conversation, all of those things, and then it can just evolve.
I think the epitome of somewhere where you're around a lot of people, but you can still feel really lonely is a party. And Catherine always says, and I think it's so true, that like, if you're in college or if you're anywhere and you're out and you're at a party, it's like, everyone wants to say hi to you and everyone wants to like, feel like they know who you are, but then like, no one wants to actually know you. Like, that's somewhere that you could be and everyone's
right.
like, hey, oh my God.
Like, the
and
number of people that
you're not actually friends.
Right.
You don't actually have a relationship.
But then it's such a weird concept because it's like, I've seen you like every day of every weekend for the last 6 months.
Right.
I know your name. I know that you come here every day of every weekend. That's it.
Right. So how do you take it past that? Because like, that is probably not the situation where you're building a friendship.
Right. You're
but
not going to build a friendship right then
somewhere
and there.
Where you're
going to
be around a lot of people and you're going to like maybe pick up a vibe from someone that you could be good friends with them.
Right.
Like, get their number and text them or tell them like, oh, like I would love to get lunch with you this week or coffee, like let's hang out, and then like actually make a plan to do that, because everybody that is there wants to be social, right? Nobody is at a party because they don't want to have friends and they don't want to be social.
Or if they
so,
are,
like,
that's going to be obvious
yeah.
and don't talk to
right.
them.
So like, if someone's saying hi to you, you're saying hi to them and you feel like you could be friends, like you're not going to build the friendship right there at the party probably. But, like, tell them, like, let's get lunch this week and get their number and make plans from there. I think taking it out of that scene to, like, actually sprout a friendship from there is a really good way to do things as well.
But then once you're in it, again, commit. We don't have commitment issues over here. We do.
We do,
we
but
do,
we don't want
sure,
to.
For sure, but we're not gonna let them be, right? Like, make yourself commit. If you go to lunch with someone, put your phone away and, like, actually engage in a conversation. If the conversation goes nowhere and it's just not a good vibe, you don't have to go to lunch with them ever again. But if it is, then go to lunch with them again. Mm-hmm. And again, and again. And, like, if you keep putting energy into something that is a good situation, it will build and it will grow. And eventually you have a new best friend. There you go.
Something to think about if you are feeling lonely and you feel like you are the only person feeling lonely. This is how I always think of things. Would somebody know that I actually feel really lonely, like, every single day? Or at this party, or at school, or whatever it is? No, probably not. Because they probably see you around a lot of people. They probably see you on social media, posting pictures, looking cool, looking fun, looking good. So if somebody else wouldn't be able to tell as an outsider that you're feeling lonely, but you're feeling lonely, then you know that probably a lot of other people are out there too, and you just wouldn't know it either. Just because somebody, like, if you're standing in a party and you feel like, oh, I don't really want to be here, I feel, like, so alone and, like, I don't actually know anyone, sorry, like, one of the other 200 people in that room, at least one other is feeling that exact same way, because how would they know that you're feeling that way? They can't. So there's a lot of people who you can't tell are feeling the same way too. So I think that we are a lot less alone in the feeling of loneliness than we think we are. It's just hard to tell.
Also, think about it from, like, someone else's perspective. If you do want to go up and introduce yourself to literally anyone, if you see a girl at a party that has a shirt that you have, you probably have some similarities, right? Mm. Go introduce yourself. When have you ever, if someone introduces themselves to you, have you ever not continued that conversation? And if you don't, then why would you want to be friends with someone that does that anyway? You know what I mean? Like, if someone introduces themselves to me, I'm in it. Like, right. Where are you from? What's your name? Like, what, you know, like, let's go through everything. Like, tell me about yourself.
Right?
Did I know you 2 seconds ago? No. Do I want to know you now? Because there's an opportunity now? Absolutely. So introduce yourself. And if it goes somewhere, go somewhere. And if it doesn't, then don't worry about it.
That is really good advice, actually. Put yourself in someone else's shoes if you're nervous to introduce yourself or, like, make a friendship move. Because it's like, oh my god, if somebody came up to you in a coffee shop and, like, introduced themselves and told you they liked your shirt and, like, asked you a question and stuff, like, you would probably be so flattered. Right, I would be like, oh my god, this is amazing.
Like, you think I'm cool? Like, you think you want to be friends with me? Like, and, like, I want to be friends with
and
you.
And anybody who doesn't react that way, then you know, like, oh, actually, like, I don't want to be friends with them anyways. Because think about yourself in that situation. Like, you would always be happy and excited for somebody to, like, want to get to know you, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So other people probably feel the same way. And then if they don't, they're just not the right friend anyways, but that's good advice to, like, feel less nervous about introducing yourself and putting yourself out there. Because, again, I think that we're all a lot lonelier mm-hmm. than we let on.
So know that there is no pressure. Like, if you introduce yourself or you go for coffee or lunch or whatever, do something with a new friend or new relationship, whatever it is, and it doesn't work out, okay, and, like, you had one interaction one time, like, that's literally nothing. There's no pressure if it goes horribly wrong mm-hmm. or it's not the right fit. No pressure. Move on. There are more people out there. But if it does go right, then commit to it and keep it going and put your effort into it.
Yeah.
Because if you're half-assing it, then you're not going to get anything good back. But if you're putting your effort in and you are making it work on your end, then you know that you gave it your all. And if it does work out, that's amazing and incredible, and we love that. And if it doesn't, then once again, there's no pressure and it's fine.
I don't think friendships are something, especially these days, where I think that we're all, like, emotionally or, like, what am I thinking? Like, stunted in the way that, like, we all struggle because everything is so easy on social media to, like, comment or know someone. Like, I think we all struggle to, like, make friendships or go up to somebody.
That's another thing I struggle with. Obviously, like, I use my social media and I have this thing where I'm so hyper aware that if I meet someone and or, like, we're in the early stages of a friendship, I know that you know, especially with the type of content I'm sharing, I know that you know that, like, I had a bad body image day yesterday. Like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Or little things. Like, I went to a restaurant and they were, like, I saw someone that I hadn't seen in, like, a year. And they're like, oh my god, how was your trip to here? And I was like, it was good. Like, because I was posting it.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't know anything about your life, or I don't know the depths of your life. So we think we know people, mm-hmm. and then there's this,
yeah,
like, weird contradictions of, like, what is shown on social media, yeah. and what's actually in real life, and different levels of, like, what people share, and how much you know about someone before yeah. you actually start a friendship. And I think that's super weird and makes it really difficult, because, again, people, if you see them out and you follow each other on social media, like, I know you went to Hawaii last week. I know you had, like, a oat milk latte today, this morning.
Right.
Right? I don't know what your yeah. mom's name is, right? It's the, like, weirdest thing. And so it's, like, I know you, so I don't need to have a conversation, because I know what you had for right. breakfast this morning, but, like, I don't know anything right. about you for real. Right,
and I think that's really stunted our ability to, like, make friendships and just be comfortable talking to people in person, is because it's so much easier to just leave a comment or to follow someone, or because sometimes we think we know everything about somebody mm-hmm. already, and so it feels weird to, like, ask them a question. And so because of that, I think that's, like, really pushed all of our abilities to form in-person friendships mm-hmm. back. But I think that it also means that you can't just sit back and, like, just wait for people to come to you and wait for things to happen. And that's what I did for a long time, because I think right after high school, like, I fully on purpose, like, isolated myself, because I just did. Like, I just cut everyone out. I was going through such a hard time, and I was like, okay, I just thought that that's what was best for me at the time. And maybe for a short period of time it was, to, like,
right. grow on my own. Right, sometimes that's nice and comforting. Sometimes especially that's good. If people talk about, if you're going through, like, a phase of self-growth, it does get lonely. And that's,
yeah,
you know, that's, it's worth it in that sense. But having kind of core foundational friends are getting back into, I think it's when you, like, kind of maybe complete or have grown on a self-growth journey. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, okay, now let's start this up again. Yeah, like, get so back into your
life. I, like,
life.
Heavily isolated myself for a while, and then I think that I stayed in that for way too long, because I got comfortable with that. Then I got, like, so comfortable just by myself and being so isolated that, like, then it was out of my comfort zone to, like, have friendships and, like, have that in my life, where I had never felt necessarily like that before. I had never felt as, like, out of my comfort zone meeting new people and having friends before, because I had been isolated for so long. And so I, like, continued to isolate myself for so much longer. And I think that then it, like, spiraled this thing of, I was like, why am I still so lonely after all this time? Like, why am I feeling so lonely? And why am I feeling, like, more lonely than ever? And also, I went through that isolation. I went through so much self-growth. I was like, I feel better than ever in myself, but I don't have anyone to share that with.
I don't have anywhere
to use it, and I don't have anything to elevate that. And so I was like, but I was just sitting back, and I was, like, kind of pitying myself. And I was like, I don't have anyone. When am I going to find my people and stuff? And it's like, there are so many people out there in the world. It's up to you to go out and find them, I think. And so that is, like, really the mindset shift that I've taken on.
No one doesn't want more friends.
Yeah.
More good friends. Like,
yeah.
Like, no one would be like, I'm full.
Right.
Like, we're booked.
Right.
No vacancies.
Maybe, yeah. Sorry, but, like, sitting back and isolating myself and waiting for other people to come to me, like, that didn't work. And I think that's not going to work, because we all suck at meeting new people and reaching out to other people. And we all feel a little bit lonely, and we're all a little bit nervous to make a new friendship and reach out to someone. And so I think that if you want to build that in your life, it's up to you to actually make that commitment to doing that and seeking it out.
Why not do the things that that make you nervous? Like, that's so fun.
Truth.
A little adrenaline kick. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times the things that make you nervous will end up being having a bigger impact on you, whether it's good or bad, but, like, hopefully it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll have a bigger impact if you are nervous about it, because mm-hmm. it could change something. But yeah, ways, if you are feeling lonely, number one, know that everyone else is feeling it too, or has felt it too. And if you want to change that, there's no pressure. Put yourself out there, try different things, commit to the good things, and really put yourself into something. And if you're nervous or trying to think through something, put yourself in someone else's shoes. Think through their perspective, and know that most people would be more than happy to meet you and know you and become your friend.
Yeah, so that was kind of an open conversation about our feelings of loneliness and our perspective and things that we have learned and how our perspectives have changed after having loneliness be such a consistent feeling for so long. I think that my perspective has really shifted recently to, like, take the power back in my own hands. Like, we've had so much time to reflect on maybe why a lot of friendships haven't worked out in the past. Maybe why we've always felt like outsiders and why we've always felt a bit lonely.
Side note, it's okay that friendships don't last. Like, people grow in different ways and you're needed in life in different spaces. So it's okay if that is different than someone that you care about. Yeah. And if that connection doesn't last, like, that's okay.
Yeah. And even if that may hurt you now, I'd like to think back on, like, I'm so glad that I had that and that it made me happy when it did. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes, like, things inevitably come to an end, whether it's, like, people or experiences or careers or anything it may be. And it's, like, just because something ends doesn't mean that it's bad and it shouldn't have happened altogether, because it probably brought you a lot of fulfillment and happiness in the time that it was around, too. But my intentions going forward, and, like, recently as well, are trying to kind of put it back in my hands. Like, I don't want to sit around and wait for the right people to come in my life anymore and just hope that that's going to happen. Like, I've spent too long kind of isolating myself and just, like, feeling lonely and waiting for that to come around, where, like, I'm really wanting to, like, find those people myself and make the effort on my end. Because I'm learning that, like, it really is an effort. Like,
yeah. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed. You guys know we have a Discord. We have also just made a Geneva chat that'll be linked below. Similar to Discord, but it's just a new, fresh, clean, nice space for us to talk. We can do, like, video calls. So if you want to join that, there'll be a bunch of different little sections.
Yeah. And Geneva's like a group chat app. And so we can, like, have our big Girls with Goals group in there. You guys can find other people, like, in your cities. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's people that go to college in the same college as you. You wouldn't even know. Like, I think it'll be a great way for us to all connect with each other more. And also for a lot of you guys to find each other and become friends as well.
So if you want to join that, the link is below, as well as our Instagrams, TikToks, everything you need to know. @AndCaptainKaneen, @CarolineKaneen. And, of course, there will be a little poll or question below if you're watching on Spotify that you can answer. We love to read those, and we also love to hear from you. If you do want to send us a message on the Instagram @GirlsWithGoalsPod, rate and review. If you do like the podcast, we love seeing those as well, and it helps us out a lot. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.